You guys, we are so excited. One of my good buddies is joining us today, Chad Holmes with Ibex Home Warranty. I have known Chad for I don't know how many years now, but been a super fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so you've known him for probably 6 years or something once you joined us.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah. Chad is the owner of Ibex Home Warranty, and they're our favorite home warranty group. We're not technically supposed to endorse.
Yeah, promote.
But if I were going to get one... Okay.
I definitely got one with my house.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk to Chad today about home warranties, why you would want them, when you might not want one, all those kinds of things. But Chad, we just take a few minutes and tell people about you, maybe even your history and what you've done in your life.
Yes, as I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I was born November 23rd.
Okay.
Which
is coming up. Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Which is on Thanksgiving.
Okay. And my anniversary is the next day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's Christina Clayton's birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So her anniversary is, or my anniversary is her birthday.
Nice.
How about that?
I'll remember that.
I was a Thanksgiving birthday present for my mom.
Nice.
It's a different kind of turkey.
Yeah, very much so, dude,
it's
right?
A different stuffing. Right? Anyway.
Just grew up in Ogden, loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
Been around the real estate industry, totally just dig it. There's so many fun people in the industry. I really do.
The first thing I ever knew about Chad Holmes was the marketing pieces I would see about you when you were at that other company.
Yes.
And just die laughing. I'm like, who is this guy? But I honestly was like, I'm going to be friends with that guy because the marketing was so funny. It's so clever that I just loved it. But anyway,
keep going. You got a face like mine, you know, you got to dress it up some other ways, you know?
That's what I was thinking.
No. But you didn't say that.
No, I think one of the first ones I saw was when you had like the toupee. You know, I can't remember if it was the toupee, but just you had the funniest stuff.
It was so much. I love that kind of marketing. It's just
we do too.
Yeah. So I borrowed a toupee from my brother's family. They keep it. It's a real toupee.
Oh my god!
And they keep it on a styrofoam head at their
house.
That's
awesome.
Is it in a glass case too?
No, it's just on one of those styrofoam heads you like see at the beauty parlors or something. Yeah. Yeah, it's just sitting on.
Did
there.
You know you can buy those at Joann's? Just if anyone
real
needs
toupees.
To know. No.
Oh, you're talking about styrofoam.
Joann's.
Joann's
for you for toupees.
Sewing fabric and toupees.
Yes. Well, at Joann's, it's in
crafting.
The back.
I mean, it's crafting.
Yes, it is crafting.
Yeah, a little bit of glue.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
Some staples, depending on
crafting your new look. Come to Joann's.
That's exactly. All right. I love it.
So I just
we
saw
get off
some...
the rails so quickly
so
here,
fast.
Don't we?
Yep. It's fine. That's why we love you.
There's rails.
Good point, Trevor. Yes.
There's
we don't even know what track. On,
more like the ropes on an what is the boxing matches or the wrestling matches? That's
I think there's a picket fence way over there.
Okay, so that was my first. How I knew Chad was just seeing his awesome marketing, working for another company. He's been in the this industry for a long time, and then you opened your own company.
Yes. With two other people, Adam and Preston Boswell.
Yeah.
A couple of really good dudes.
Yeah, they are.
Fun, exciting. They love the marketing just as much as me.
Yeah.
Like having fun and doing all that kind of stuff. In fact, that's probably
your
the favorite part
so
of
great.
What we do.
I know. I always tell people, I'm like, the marketing stuff, when I give that to other people, I'm like, you have the job I actually want.
Yes.
The fun things, you
right?
know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys know you do incredible marketing.
We love it.
It's awesome.
It's
and
the
I
best
always one. Reference you guys when I talk about, I'm like, yeah, I do. I think it's marvelous. It's just
that's
a fun
awesome.
Way to be able to catch people with an overall boring subject. I mean, really.
It is a boring
subject. It is. And I mean, I tell people, like, with my stuff, with loans can be fun. Part of the reason I started that was to make it more fun for me, too. Like, make it fun for everybody. Because I was like, I don't want to just push papers my whole life.
No.
I want to, like, entertain and, you know, make people laugh. So, and you guys totally do that.
Well, thank you.
They do these, like, big series, like, big long videos, like 15-minute long, you know, mini movies.
Yes.
And they're amazing.
We got another one coming out here shortly.
Do you,
What's
it going to be called?
I don't know what we're going to title this one yet.
Okay.
We kind of have to wait until it's edited and then we watch it. And then we go and we think, okay, here's a bunch of different things that we could name it.
Right.
And then we just like vote on it and decide what works best.
Cool, that's amazing.
Cool. So it's not quite cut yet. Is that the right terminology?
Yeah, whatever. You call it whatever you want.
Yeah. I was hoping to use good terminology, but I don't
the
know.
The VFX are not done.
There you go, Trevor. That's what I want to be able to do. Yeah, I don't
visuals.
know.
Visuals. something.
Visual effects.
Visual effects.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, that's so awesome. Okay, I'm so bad at keeping on track when I talk to you, and it's my
that's
favorite.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing on earth to talk to you. So,
well, thank you.
Okay, so you and the Boswell brothers got together and decided to create a company called
Ibex Home Warranty.
Okay. Yeah. Why did you pick Home Warranty?
That's a good question. I don't know. It kind of picked me in a roundabout way.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in the wrong way. I mean, I was working for a real estate company, and I hated it, quite frankly. Yeah. I just did. But I met some amazing people, and I met the Boswells through that process.
Yep.
They've become just super, super close friends of mine. I worked for another home warranty company that sold to a national company, and I stayed with
it for a while. That's always so, I don't like that transition of being bought out. I've been through that. It's crap.
It is crap. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that, yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. But what I just could see the writing on the wall that it wasn't for me. It's a good company, but it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Because like all that fun stuff that you mentioned, like I remember being there for about a month and we were putting together some marketing pieces and they're like, well, you can't send that out. It has to go through our compliance.
Yes. Did you, I was going to say compliance. They are the bane of my existence. Compliance is the bane of my existence.
Yes.
That's honestly why I did Loans Can Be Fun. Cause I'm like, I don't have to talk about rates. I just go do stupid things.
Right. Anyway. Exactly. And that's what we kind of wanted.
So fun.
Is our own idea and spin on things.
Yep.
What we wanted to do. And we don't want it, somebody telling us you can't put that.
Yeah. Because you're absolutely 100% unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your marketing and what you guys offer.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen a home warranty company that got so much attention so quickly.
Yeah. When you and you just go around and do stupid stuff, you get eyes on you.
You do.
Yeah, you do. We had some fun.
Yeah.
We did
that first big party you did down at the Farmington. I can't remember what it's called. Farmington.
Yes.
That center.
Farmington Station?
No, it was
Davis County Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds, yeah.
And they had this big, big arena. That we
Chad like full on did like WWE wrestling.
I did. It was.
I mean, I'm
much
sure
fun.
It was scripted because he's tiny. They would have snapped him in half.
Yeah. I really. You're
isn't
right.
All WWE
I wrestled
scripted?
Death Mask or whatever his name was. He was like 6'8", 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And I won. It's the amazing thing.
Chad won.
Yes.
I'm sure it wasn't staged.
Thanks, Trevor.
Nice.
It wasn't staged.
No, it wasn't staged at all. We didn't choreograph it right before we went on or anything. The part that he lifted me up and threw me down. We didn't choreograph any of it.
Bull crap. And then, but they had like monster truck that the kids could ride in. And it was the coolest party.
It was fun.
They had axe throwing. I mean, it's been a couple years and then COVID kind of made everything like fun disappear.
But. It did. But we had a harpist playing for the guests as they were walking in.
It was Alex. That worked for us that did the harp.
Was it really?
Yeah. So she worked here, and then you guys somehow knew. I can't remember. We hooked you up with Alex to play harp.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We just wanted our guests to be serenaded, you know, as they were waiting to come into the chaos that was about to unfold. It was a ton of fun.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was the coolest
party.
Thank
you for remembering that.
Yeah, and then COVID just kind of was like, hey, everybody, stop being happy.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere near anybody.
Dude.
Yeah. That was right before COVID started.
Yeah, so you did that one. Yeah.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, everything just shut down. Shut down.
Everything
but anyway, let's talk about happier things.
Yes.
Okay, so you started this company.
Yes.
And tell us kind of the, like, what you guys offer, I guess. Or what you cover, just everything you guys do.
Yeah, so we decided, I had a unique perspective being in the home warranty industry already. And then Adam and Preston, my business partners, were in real estate for like 20 years. So they knew some of the things by selling warranties that they were just frustrated with. So
yeah, because even in my world in mortgages, I would come across people where, and even in my own home warranties that I'd had, they wouldn't pay stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a frustration.
Uh-huh.
And so we wanted to make it streamlined in the fact that a lot of companies put together tiered plans, which is fine.
Sure.
We just wanted one simple, easy plan that probably covers 95% of the people out there, right? The 5% that we're really not focusing on are those that have just massive homes, pools, all these extra things.
Right, that are really hard to cover.
Yes, hard to find contractors, hard to find the right people that know how to work on that type of stuff. So we're like, well, let's just do this and make it simple for agents and for homeowners alike.
Yep.
And for our contractors, too. Because when the contractor goes out to the home to make a repair, if they have all these tiered plans, they got to know exactly
like which plan.
Each plan covers what. And so it just it takes more time to be able to get things done. And so,
well, and I think most people appreciate the simplicity.
Yeah.
And knowing that even though it's simple, more things are covered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm always depressed when I go to a closing and they're like, oh, there's a home warranty with this. And they say another company. I was like,
are you... Yeah, that's horrible.
Well, I mean, I've had home warranties before. My first house, well, I guess the second house my husband and I bought, so glad I had a home warranty. You guys weren't IBEX at that point. And they had to fix my dishwasher and my AC unit in the first, like, 2 months I lived there.
Oh, man.
And that didn't show up on any inspection. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't anything that I would have been aware of. Well worth having. So kind of tell people generally, like, what an IBEX home warranty will cover, like, which items in the house.
Yeah, great question. So we cover the AC, furnace, electrical, plumbing, all the kitchen appliances, and we include washer dryer as part of that appliance package, and then garage door component.
What if they get it after they buy the house?
We don't do that. So not specifically just yet. We're working on
some things. So if it comes with the if it's in the house left behind.
Yes. Okay. Yep. There you go. But for existing homeowners, we don't do it. Our bread and butter is really working with agents and their
customers.
For
the new new purchases or whatever.
Yeah, new purchases is where we've really found that our great niche is.
And then people can renew the contract once they've had it. So like if you go and buy a house, after a year, you'd have to renew the home warranty.
Yes.
If you want to keep it.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And the way we do that is we base the renewal upon how many times it's used.
Mm-hmm.
And the explanation I use with that is like, you know, if I went and gotten a wreck three times in my car this year. And
they probably wouldn't insure you if they had the chance to renew
it. Yes. Or my premium goes up.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why we look at it and think 1 year older, that means that there could be things that are going to be broken, more risk.
But if you replaced everything that first year,
that's
golden.
Exactly right. Yeah, there you go, Allison. That's our niche market. Everybody that's replaced everything. We want
You know
those.
What? I want you to talk about this too. Yeah. Did I let him finish the whole what you covered?
Because
our garage door is covered?
Yes.
Yep. And I know you guys included like a rekey feature, right?
We do. For the $85 service call fee,
We do a rekey. That's the one thing about home warranty is typically you pay a service call every time they come, but if they have to replace or fix, that $85 goes towards it.
Correct.
So every time they come, they have to pay that.
Yep.
And I know you guys kind of have your own contractors so that you can get that taken care of. I had a home warranty once where I needed a plumber like yesterday type of thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I was in one of my rentals. They only had one bathroom.
Oh,
and I could not get the home warranty company to get anybody out there for like 3 days. So I had to go hire somebody different to take care of it. I was like, I will never use that company ever again.
That's exactly right. And so we want to be on top of things. So when somebody calls into our office, they're greeted in 15 seconds. 65% of our service calls are handled same business day.
You've helped me even when I didn't have a home warranty through you guys on other houses or, you know, investments where I'm like, Chad, what do I do?
Yeah, for sure. Call me. I'm happy to help.
But no, you guys always did work. I think we had one where our AC broke in our other house, and you guys were like offering us to, you know, like the AC, the portable AC units, but we ran up to Home Depot. Anyway, that was covered under something else that we had with our AC company.
Cool.
But
So I think that they serve a good purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm a full believer in home warranties.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, a guy like me, I have no skills as far as being able to fix things. In fact, I've got a little bag
Most people don't.
Yeah, right. And so if I go to start fixing something, my wife has got like 9-1, almost the other one, ready to push. Because I'm going to break something, I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to leave it to the professionals. And I think that it's a nice service to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Like you mentioned, you just never know. You move in. Two months later, you've got, what was it, the AC?
AC and the dishwasher.
And the dishwasher. Yeah.
And I had a brand new baby, and my house was like 90 degrees. And, of course, he probably didn't care, but I was dying,
horrible.
And it was like a week before I could get it fixed and all sorts of stuff. I mean, but they had to go get parts and...
It can be a nightmare.
All sorts of stuff. But what I've liked is if that happens, you guys are all sitting there with like portable AC units and making sure that people are as comfortable as possible. So that was one thing that I 100% appreciate about the way IBEX does things.
Well, thank you.
I was going somewhere before and I got derailed, which does not surprise me at all. It was something to do. I'm sure it'll come back around. But so how do people get in touch with you? What's the best way to get a home warranty?
So the easiest way is through our website. It's super simple to be able to go on and order it there. All of the information's there. You can download one of our brochures from the website, or you can call our office and get it set up. Really, really easy to be able to do that. Or if you want to just send me like a note in a bottle, I'll take them that way too.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So any way you want to send that to
carrier
pigeon.
Slingshots would be awesome.
Note wrapped around rockets.
Yes. Just don't throw it through my window. Just leave it on my doorstep or something.
Isn't your window covered by the warranty?
No. Nope, not covered.
Not
dang
glass.
It, Trevor.
Bummer.
Homeowner's insurance, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
It's going to cost me a lot
That's
of money.
Another one that I was, yeah. But I don't know. I feel like I tell everybody to get a home warranty because my first experience with a home warranty paid for that. Oh, I think that's where I was going was if you have to fix an AC unit or dishwasher, it costs way more than that service fee. And sometimes it costs more than that annual
premium. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's,
I think that's where
I was going. That's what I think I lost track for just a minute. Oh. But like, I mean, the premium right now, what's your premium? And these can go up, you know.
Yeah, $700.
$700. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of repairs on a furnace.
Oh, they can be way more than that.
We just sold our other house and bought new construction.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have my 1 year builder or whatever. But, I actually did get a warranty and I probably didn't need it just because I have a builder's warranty for a year. Yeah. But I have one with you guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was my, like furnace. Like if you have to fix a furnace, that is so expensive.
It's really expensive.
And so you have one little thing like that and it's paid for itself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, people often ask me, well, do people use the warranty? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
A lot.
And the one that I don't like is when people know that something's wrong with the house.
Oh, drives
and then
me
they
crazy.
Wait.
Yes.
And then try to put it through the home warranty the week after you close.
Yes.
That is so wrong.
That is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
It's
dishonest.
It is.
And unfortunately, I've heard the realtors telling them that.
I think it's sometimes that they just don't understand the process, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's
make
hard.
The seller fix it if you know something's wrong. Make the seller fix it.
Yes, but I wonder if that's become a little bit taboo to ask that sometimes.
Right now, maybe just because you can't get sellers to do anything. And well, no, that's not true. You can get sellers
can get
to
sellers
do anything.
Can do almost
right now, you can do it. Why would it be taboo?
I think in a transaction where you've got two agents working together and they've got like a huge list of things that need to be completed, it feels a little bit heavy and a little bit maybe picky from the buyer.
I guess. It can because like we just sold our house and we had to. Well, they wanted us to do some things on a water heater.
Yeah,
and on the filter and all these things, and you know, $1,500 later on some plumbing stuff that I've lived in that house for 13 years with zero issues.
Yes,
but their home inspector told them that it was really important for them to do these things. You know, and you're like, okay.
From the other side, though, if you want to play devil's advocate, if they're going to pay you $800,000-$900,000.
Yes.
You want a good house.
You do.
Yeah, you're allowed to be a little bit picky if you're going to spend that money.
Yeah.
Not if you're an a-hole. But
I don't know.
That's a good point. I think there's a fine line there, right?
Because there's a disrespect feeling sometimes where the people just want.
Yes.
But the home warranty kind of takes some of that out where you're like, you know, get $700 home warranty, covers most things.
Yes.
And you just don't have to deal as much that way.
You don't. And people have told me, a lot of agents that have warranties with us, or when the opportunity comes up that I get to visit with a homeowner that has a warranty with us, and they explain, you know what, I didn't know who to call, who I could trust.
Yep.
And we've vetted our contractors. We know who we're working with. We know what they're like, how they work, their knowledge of
the
product.
Well, they're fast as heck to get in touch with you.
Yeah, that's something very important to us that we looked at when we started was our speed of service. We wanted it to be really, really good.
I was super surprised. Like, I think I'd just been disappointed by everybody else. The bar was pretty low. And then we had something, and I called Christine.
Yeah.
And like 30 seconds like later, the contractor was calling me to set up a time, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
I waited 3 days to get a toilet unclogged at my rental, but okay, sounds awesome.
Yeah. We've just figured out some ways to be able to do it quicker.
Yeah.
And I think it sets us apart in that way.
Because
I think people just want to be able to get their stuff fixed as quickly as humanly possible, especially in this day and age of things happening so very quickly.
Yeah,
you
need to, we're not very patient.
No, especially when you're hot and you have a baby, right?
Oh, I was not a nice person. I didn't feel like a nice person. I was like living in the basement of my house at that point because that is at least it was cooler, but I was dying. But
anyway,
you were going to say something. Sorry.
Yeah, just when the one time I called to use my IBEX home warranty.
What was wrong with your house?
My AC stopped working.
Mm. Oh.
And
I think it wasn't because somebody turned your AC all the way.
No.
That's a different one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to hear this.
So they called me, of course, set up a time, and the guy was like, I am so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to, like that was the beginning of the sentence. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to wait so long. He's like, I won't be able to get out until tomorrow evening. Is that going to be okay? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, your thing's going to be like weeks out.
I'm thinking weeks out because it's like the middle of summer,
yeah.
right? He's like,
and,
I'm so sorry.
And right then, it's so busy with heating, cooling.
That's what I meant. So I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to wait forever. And he's like, no. But I can do it tomorrow evening at like 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, deal. You're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, these contractors work incredibly hard, especially in those circumstances, trying to.
I've been very impressed with that. But I'm super impressed with your marketing.
Thank you. It's so much fun.
The reason that my AC stopped working is because my mother-in-law closed all events and it froze over.
So there's no airflow. Yeah. He wasn't getting any airflow.
The guy got there and he's like, unfortunately, you just have to wait for this to thaw. I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
You just need to
those
let it
mother-in-laws
melt.
Are awesome.
But it was
awesome.
Fine because nothing was broken.
Yeah, right. There you go.
So that's good.
Yeah, we're there for that too.
Yeah, exactly. It was totally fine.
So what is there anything else you want people to know about IBEX or how? So they can follow you on Facebook. I know that. Yeah. And if you want some entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. We just thought, you know what? Home warranties truly are boring, right? Until you need it. And then it serves a great purpose. But totally. In the meantime, we're going to have some fun.
Yep.
So if you call into our office, you get wonderful outdoor goat noises that you can listen to.
Yeah, the whole music or whatever is like goats.
It's fantastic. People ask us to put them back on hold sometimes. It's just tranquil. Yeah.
What's the phone number that they can call if they want to call in?
Good. 801.
Do you know it?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do know it.
If you ask me my fax number, I still don't know it after 6 years.
Do you guys get faxes?
Yes.
Sometimes.
No, you do not.
We have to.
Can I fax you something?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the fax number.
It's an e-fax. I'll have to look it up. That's why I was laughing because I'm like, do you know the phone number? Because
yeah, I do. But do you know what? Do you ever get when you call somebody and it's like press one to fax or something?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? What are you going to fax them when you press one?
Sometimes we have borrowers that are older that want to fax it because they're not comfortable with email.
Yeah.
And things like that. And we do it a lot for.
Some companies still require faxes for verifications of employment.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a fax in like 15,
20 We don't
years.
Actually have a fax machine.
It comes into your email.
Yeah, we scan everything and send it through fax.
Yeah, oh, I see what
it's
you're saying.
E-fax.
It's an e-fax.
E-fax.
Mm-hmm.
E-fax.
Not e-fax. E-fax. Like we talked about, and I'm just bringing that back around. Did you see that?
Yeah. That was awesome. You were just asking for a phone number, and I went off
okay,
on
what's
faxes.
The, sorry, what's the phone
sorry,
number?
Sorry. 801-731-4239.
Okay, and what is your website?
www.ibexhw.com.
Okay.
Was that too fast?
No.
Did it roll off the tongue okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Totally fine.
I think you've done that before.
I've done it a time or two.
Yeah. Just a couple times.
Yeah. But we decided we're going to bring Chad onto our normal Trevor and Allison TNA online podcast because we love him and we laugh so hard when he hangs out. And he hates eating soggy stuff.
I do.
And so I'm going to get bread pudding
for
Chad.
I felt the gag reflex in my throat go up. I don't know if I can do it. I'll hurl.
Let's see. What else is soggy?
Oh, wet bread.
Wet bread.
Okay, so.
Can you do a peanut butter jelly sandwich then?
But it's not so soggy, right? Like it has to be really, really wet.
If it was sitting, I was going to say, if it's sitting there for 2 hours.
I couldn't do that.
Biscuits
it's
be an and gravy?
No.
He would never do biscuits and gravy.
No. Too soggy.
I love biscuits and
gravy. Do you really?
Yeah.
What is it? I feel like it sucks it in like a sponge, and I feel like I'm eating a wet sponge.
It depends on what kind of biscuits you get. If you get like the cheapy little Pillsbury ones, then probably.
No good.
Did you say cheapy little Pillsbury's? Those are glorious. I just had some yesterday.
Well, when you're used to your amazing wife home baking,
does she bake biscuits like homemade?
We have biscuits and gravy almost every week because it's my daughter's favorite food in the world.
And your wife makes it.
Hand makes the biscuits every time.
She rolls it out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You
it's
are
amazing.
That is fantastic.
That's why I look like this.
You look.
It's all the bread.
You're beautiful.
You look like a happy man.
It is
you're
all
beautiful.
The bread.
You do look happy.
But anyway, thank you so much for
you're
coming
welcome.
In. And we'll have you in on our TNA online podcast.
Oh, please.
We
I'm going to be disappointed if you don't invite me.
We will.
Oh, we will.
And we'll probably have you back on Alone's Can Be Fun, too.
Oh,
and any topics that you want to go over. Or
You made my whole day today.
I know.
I feel way fulfilled. I'm serious.
And you look amazing.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know what I look like here, but I got a bright light and I'm bald, so I can't imagine this.
Bald is beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to know what? My littlest, who is 8 years old, I got to start this out. My dad has what I call curbing. Some people call it the cul-de-sac. But so for a crazy hair day, he cut the top of his hair off, so he had curbing like his grandpa. Guess what haircut he keeps trying to let like
Does
have
he
me
go for that
do?
Again?
He wants again? Curbing.
You're kidding me.
And it's the funniest looking thing on a little kid.
It's hilarious.
And he's like, "Can I please?" I was like, "Honey, it's one thing if you're doing it for that, but everyone thinks he's like ill." Otherwise,
so maybe I look a little ill. Is that what you're trying
to
say?
That's where I was going with it. How's your vitamin D? I'm just kidding.
You guys are seriously so much fun.
All right, thanks,
fun.
Chad. I know that
you're
was
welcome.
Kinda, we derail really bad when Chad's around.
I'm
badly.
Sorry, guys. I
no,
dragged
it was
you
awesome.
Down.
It was amazing.
Fun today.
Don't drag amazing. Us down. It's just in the left lane a bit.
It yeah. is. You know, yeah. Me and Allison can get on left turns pretty fast.
Like seriously, when
it's
we're
like
talking
NASCAR, it's all left turns.
When you and I are talking, it's like two squirrels. Fighting over a nut. I don't know.
That's
well,
a good point.
Thanks for joining
That's
us a, for NASCAR yes. with Chad and Allison.
Yes, let's do a NASCAR. You could do a NASCAR podcast. I know nothing about it.
I don't either. All I know is you have to say, "Who's your driver?"
And you make left turns.
Yes,
really
you do.
Fast.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Start cool. those engines. Isn't that what they say?
Not, yeah.
Yeah.
Along they wave a checkered flag.
Yeah.
No, I'd love that.
Where's my
I need to stop. I'll shut up.
It's fine. Well, you and I could do this like this outro
day.
For like 7 minutes straight.
I think we could seriously do this all day, Allison. Me and
it's
you
true.
Could. We mm-hmm. would go the rounds on so yeah. many. Yeah.
That's why we're going to bring, maybe it's going to be the TNA and Chad.
Oh!
The Tack.
Let's see.
No, the Cat
Tack.
Podcast.
The Cat Podcast.
The Cat
Podcast.
Podcast.
But we have to have TNA for...
Okay.
80s reasons. It'll
be the Cant.
So be Chad. No, be T-A. Yeah, you do T-A. And a C.
So and I'd love camp. To talk about your spider farms.
Yeah, spider farms.
Isn't that what they are?
Yeah, I'm plowing them up. I'm already. Yeah, my jumping spider obsession.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll
but
talk about
I have
about
some cool spiders around my house. I'm going to bring you a couple.
Only if they're jumpers.
I don't know if they're jumpers or not.
Well, you'll
How
find
can I
out.
Tell?
Because they'll jump.
You poke them? Do you poke them?
Maybe. If
you
they
can.
Jump.
Okay, well, the more you know.
They look, jumping spiders look very, they have a very distinct look, so I'll train you.
I don't know either.
So. You don't know either, Trevor. No,
you okay. wouldn't recognize a jumping spider after all the photos you've taken for me.
No, so
I saw
if,
one today.
If I see a spider anywhere other than your enclosure, it's squished. So I don't like spiders.
I don't either, Trevor.
Spiders are fun.
Jumping spiders I love, but I'm not a huge fan of anything else.
Daddy
really? Like a regular spider?
Freaking.
I like cat face spiders. I wouldn't hold them. Have you
what
seen those?
A cat
no,
face
are they
not?
I know. I just asked the same
okay.
question.
Their body's about that big, and it kind of looks like a face of a cat.
On its back?
Kind of. They're weird. Go look them up. They're huge, but they're super good spiders. They only kill bad bugs.
I think that's awesome.
So it's like Batman, but a spider.
That's a good way to put it.
I don't
it,
know. I don't.
I love that. Yeah.
They're scary, but they only do good.
Yeah. And, there's, and they don't bug pets? People at all. No, I don't. I mean, maybe.
Do you dress your spiders?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I accidentally pull their legs off when I'm trying to get it through the sleeve. But beyond that, I'm good.
But I saw all the things that you bought today.
I do
like
their
the
enclosures.
The little yeah, pan.
She just
the,
makes,
with
she just
the,
makes
I just make
houses.
I just make houses.
Oh, geez, it was awesome. I want to know the search you do on Amazon to find tiny spider
mini
home parts.
Mini figurine is like my major.
Is that what it was?
Mini
that was your
figurine.
Go-to.
Yeah. So okay. if anybody wants to house. Buy me presents, look up mini figurines.
I think I'm going to.
Or Hobby Lobby yeah. gift cards.
Oh, yes.
Do they have them at Hobby Lobby?
Trevor just put me onto something that I don't know if I can ever forgive him, and thank you. there is a little section of like mini dollhouse things.
You can like build your own dollhouse kits
yes.
at Home Depot.
Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby.
How much did I spend at Hobby Lobby the other day?
I don't know. I left. So
400 something?
On stuff for your spiders?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
on little figurines. It's like
I'm planning
couches.
On selling some. Like I'm going to make some houses for other people to buy. You can seriously buy a spider enclosure for like $100 if it's a really cute one on Etsy.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
It's just fun. I mean, yeah. like it's honestly just fun. And my daughter is like, why are you doing that? I'm like, because I want to.
Yeah. But I didn't even know it existed.
I told Eric, I'm like, just so you know, Eric's my husband, just so you know, Christmas is taken care of.
You don't need to get
I don't need you to get anything. But anyway, so just know it's okay.
Spider parts.
You don't need to buy me anything because I've already spent it.
Well, you have to spend $100 for each leg. So it's
yeah.
eight legs.
Yeah, so.
It gets expensive. Yeah. Those eight-legged so, pants, dang yeah, it.
Seriously.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Longest anyway, outro
it's been,
ever.
It's been so good. I would love to be on TANC.
TANC.
I threw my name in there.
Yeah. No, I like it.
I think it needs to be Cant.
It could be.
Cant.
Cat attack.
Oh,
cat attack.
My gosh. We would have so much fun. Yeah. Yeah, do we just get to talk about anything on that?
Yep. Yeah.
Kind of like we did today.
Yep.
With
with a little bit of home warranty thrown in there.
Yeah, just a sprinkle of home warranty.
That's the best way to do it, right?
Okay, yeah. You're going to have to wrap this up because Chad and I never will.
I can't do it.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next time for Awesomeness at Loans Could Be Fun podcast.